Hey, Jim Cosimore joins us. He's one of the weekend hosts here at KNBR. He's also the host of Chronicle Live at CSN Bay Area. I've enjoyed working with him the last 2 weeks here through the division series and, of course, the fight for the pennant. I don't call it NLCS. I call it the fight for the pennant. How are you doing today?
I'm feeling great, man. I'll tell you, we might have to change the name to the Marty Lurie Show. You've been doing a great job on Chronicle Live, and, you know, it's a lot of fun when the Giants keep making it interesting like this.
Well, I always say, if you ask the right questions, you'll get answers, and that's the key to this whole job. And even being a lawyer, I always said to my good friend Harvey Goldfein, Harvey, you ask the right question, you'll get the right answer, and that's the key to the whole deal. Hey, this one question, let me ask you this, and I think it's a good question to kind of evaluate this ball club in the fight for the pennant. Who is the guy who's the MVP for this ball club right now?
Well, that's a great question because you can come up with so many answers. Sometimes it's really easy to come up with that one answer and the one centrifugal force that is pushing everything forward. But so far, it's been different pieces along the way. And, you know, I know that in recent, because it's in our recent mind, our recent memory, it's Barry Zito who is really the catalyst who has been able to allow this series to go a little further. And I heard the tweet that you got involving the one with Marco Scudero. And I'll tell you, you can't discount the toughness factor of Scudero playing through the initial body block that he had to take and then coming back and playing so well. And so I think you can pick a number of pieces. And let's not forget, you know, you got me on the Angel Pagan bandwagon, Marty. I'm believing in what you've had to say for the last month now. And so there's some people who can say that, or you can even pick the Pence and say, hey, the guy stood up and he made a speech earlier. But it's hard to say, and maybe that's a good thing that we can't pin it on one guy just yet.
Yeah, don't forget Scudero's defense. How about the play he made in the hole yesterday, one of the outstanding plays. And that helped Zito quite a bit in that inning, that play and the catch that Pence made. Jim Cosimore is with us. Jim, you asked me a question on the show, and I thought about it, and I want to turn it around just a little bit for you.
Sure.
You said the fact that the Giants had to come back two down to Cincinnati and had to win three straight, will that help them here? And I said it would. What about the Cardinals? The Cardinals go to school a little bit on the Giants to see what they did against the Reds, and you cannot take the Giants lightly. Maybe the Cardinals have to wake up. Maybe they're in a little bit of a wake-up mode right now.
You know, maybe they are, but I go back to that series with the Reds, and we kept talking on Chronicle or on this show in which there was a look in the eyes of the Reds that maybe they had run into something that they weren't quite ready for. They're up 2-0, thinking, yeah, we're coming home. This is going to be a breeze. And as the series kept playing on, they'd show those shots at the dugout. And Dusty Baker was usually as calm as can be, but everyone on the side, everyone in the clubhouse, everyone on the Reds side seemed to have a look. And I just felt last night the way the Giants steamrolled, they really boat raced the Cardinals. They beat them in every phase of the game, pitching, key hitting, defense. I don't think the Cards are down and out, but I do think that they were stood up at the line right now. I don't think that they have that feeling of invincibility any longer. Maybe they, since they were able to come back in their situation with the Nationals, they still have that in their hip pocket. But I think for the time being, at least right now, I think the Cardinals maybe got a little bit of a wake-up because they got to see what this Giants team can do. When they need to show resiliency, the Giants team has done it, and they did it again last night.
Yeah, and I think that's what they saw. They saw Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. They're mm-hmm. looking over their shoulders saying, who are these guys? And all of a sudden, I think that's what I take from it. So let's see what, and I said on the show last night, let's see if Matheny, if he starts turning this thing into a 5-inning game with his bullpen and how the Giants have to react to that.
That's a good point in that you're now at the point of a series where you're asking guys to get outside of the normal realm. Because, you know, through 162 games, you tend to get into a nice cadence after a while, and especially down the home stretch for good teams. But now you are going to maybe ask guys to extend themselves a little bit more in the middle relief, in the setup roles, and sometimes managers outthink themselves.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Bochy did that 2 games ago, but when he monkeyed with the lineup a little bit and he had Hector Sanchez behind the plate and he moved Pablo and Posey in the lineup back and forth and he didn't have Belt in there, sure, he was trying to manage to the situation he was in, but I do think that we'll have to see if Mike Feeney does the same thing. Is he going to start to monkey around just a little bit? And if he does, is that a sign of a team that's starting to second guess itself?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. I think they just have to play their game. If I'm the Cardinals, I say, look, I'm playing the game the way we're going to play it. We're going to try to get our starter to the sixth, and then I'm bringing these guys. I don't care who you put up there. I'm bringing in these power guys to get it done. And if they start getting away from that, I think it's a good sign for the Giants.
And, you know, and I'll tell you what else is another good sign, I think, is that we see the name Chris Carpenter, who's penciled in as the starter for Game 6. But that's not the Chris Carpenter that was a couple of years ago. This is a Chris Carpenter whose body of work in 2012 is very small. His recent body of work is not phenomenal. And I think that if you're a Giants fan, you can paint it by saying, boy, I got my guy who might be pitching the best right now in the playoffs and Ryan Vogelsong going in the must-win Game 6, and I'll roll the dice and take my chances with a guy who's been my horse over the last couple of years in Matt Cain. I'm not saying that Chris Carpenter won't find lightning in a bottle, but for now, I think if you're a Cardinal fan, you're stabbing back and saying, whoa, wait a minute now. I got a guy who's coming back from the Tommy John surgery, and I'm asking him to win a huge game when he hasn't won a game yet. Well, that's a big deal.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Let's just get ahead of ourselves just a little bit, because I'll be on tomorrow and probably won't talk to you until Monday, if at all.
Sure.
But let's say there is a Game 7. What do you think about Game 7 of these kind of series?
You know what? If you're looking at a Game 7 situation, you can't have a better scenario than to have Matt Cain going in that Game 7, having it in your ballpark. And I know the Giants at times haven't played tremendously well or produced a tremendous amount of runs in their own ballpark. But if you're painting a Game 7 scenario, it can't be coming at a better time and it can't be coming in a better place.
Yeah.
I really do think that it all crescendos to that Game 7. And you know what? We're in this business for moments. We love the moments. And a Game 7 in San Francisco would be one of those moments that brings everyone together, and you kind of just sit and focus on that one thing. I'm telling you, just for the industry we're in, I'm rooting for it to go to a Game 7 because you see the stars shine. And let's not forget, some other teams have needed big wins in Game 5s. We saw Justin Verlander come to the Bay Area against the Athletics, and that guy was an absolute stud in his Game 5 win. By the third inning, Shooty Babbitt was telling me he was walking off that mound with his shoulders pinned back. He knew he owned that ballpark that day. And that's what you're looking for Matt Cain from on a Game 7. It gets to that scenario. It'd be great to have it happen for you in your home ballpark. So that's how I look for a Game 7.
Yeah, good setup. Good setup. I'm trying to think as you were talking there. I'm just trying to think, did we have a Game 7 here? Now, of course, 1962, we know we had Game 7.
Yeah.
But 71, they were out. In 80, well, we didn't have Game 7 in the playoff against the Cubs. That was, I think, 5. Of course, the World Series wasn't. And then 2002, the Cardinals, was that the NLCS? Was that a game? I don't think that was a Game 7.
No, I don't think that
I don't think we've had a Game 7. I think you got to go back maybe to 62 before the Cardinal in 87, that Game 7 was in St. Louis. So we haven't had a game. You know, this is interesting. We haven't had a Game 7 of a playoff series here, if I'm not mistaken. The callers will correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think we've had one.
And not in recent memory. And imagine the amount of sales appointments that will be allegedly had at 3:30 in the afternoon, so a lot of the sales executives can get out of the office and make their way to the TV or the ballpark. Huh?
Yeah, pretty
that'll
good.
That'll be something else. Yeah, that'll be
boy,
a lot of fun.
Boy, good setup. You did a good setup for that, Jim. You know how to do this stuff. I appreciate it.
You're gracious. Thank you very much.
Very good. All right. Thanks for coming on today. And as I said, I've enjoyed the last couple of weeks with you over there at Comcast doing Chronicle Live.
Well, let's make it a date for a little bit more time, Marty. Let's let's hope that we have a few more dates like that, because it's going to be an awful lot of fun.
Well, you know, I bought a couple of new sport coats. You know that.
Well, you're a handsome man, and you know what? You got to treat yourself. If you bought them, we might, you know, just like when you and I were talking about that game last night, a couple of nights ago, we said, you know what? The Giants have to fly back home anyway, so why not win Game 5 and come home with a purpose? And you bought those sport coats? Well, let's use those sport coats.
All right. We'll see. All right. Thanks, Jim.
Right.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Marty. We'll
All right.
See you.
Have fun with him. Jim Cozumore on Chronicle Live. Have a good time with him.